You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about their favourite science blogs. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what each speaker particularly likes about the science blog. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H one criticism each speaker has about the science blog. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
TechSpeak is a science blog about the latest developments in information and communications technology, which I guess, if it's not your field, could potentially leave you cold. But the writer does this thing where he switches between describing the emotional experiences that people have with their tech and presenting facts that'll surprise you. It's quite a clever way of engaging readers, actually. It helps you overlook the fact that the entries are rather random. You could go for weeks without seeing anything new. Of course, anytime you talk about the future, it's all speculation. I won't hold it against the writer if human beings haven't all been upgraded with microchips in their arms by 2050.
Speaker 2.
If you're interested in health and medicine, read the What Next blog. I'm partway through a health sciences degree, so I appreciate that the writer doesn't just make an unsupported claim. He tells you which academic papers he's sourced for ideas and who the authors are. So, if you need to, you can Google a great number of them for yourself, time permitting. One of his pet themes is genetics. I think the heading for the last post was something like, "One day soon, people will live for at least 120 years. He may well be pro this kind of medical advance himself, but where's the counter-argument? How would human longevity help the planet?
Speaker 3.
How and Why is my favourite science blog. It's a collaborative effort with three different writers making contributions. Don't let the infographics put you off. I mean, there was one recently on population growth that made no sense whatsoever. Focus on the text and you'll find it's really informative. You know, the global population's going to stand at 11.2 billion by 2100. And the media's usually all doom and gloom about statistics like that. But the blog is more optimistic, and it's genuinely refreshing to see a focus on innovations, not just from the US and Europe, but elsewhere. For example, in India, apparently there's a community solar energy project that's making progress, and I don't think we can understate the importance of moving away from fossil fuels.
Speaker 4.
The blog Smart Science is about artificial intelligence. Like the other day, they did an article on augmented learning, using virtual reality headsets for educational purposes. It's going to radically change the way people learn. Maybe in 10 years' time, our kids will be getting an education without physically being in class. Their articles are pretty lengthy, and they do tend to overload you with information. You sometimes end up skimming over bits, because it's just the same point being made again. That aside, they'll check their facts and don't exaggerate to make a piece sound exciting. Plus, the writers are objective in their attitude, presenting both sides, which is rare in a world nowadays where, in large part, the internet's been overtaken by people desperate to express their opinion.
Speaker 5.
I'm obsessed with space exploration, so Star Study is my go-to blog. There's just a modest subscription fee for the premium content. I'm more interested in spacecraft design than, say, the retrospective features. The 1969 moon landing, for example. But I understand that readers will be interested in different subjects. The blogger should definitely cut down on the terminology and explain things in simpler terms, though. We're not all engineers. What stands out for me are the illustrations, and I often download and print them off. They give you a real insight into the challenges designers are facing. How to create comfortable living and working conditions for astronauts. Eventually, we're going to run out of resources on Earth, but hopefully, we will have managed to colonise other planets before that happens.